Good afternoon, everyone. Obviously, the last couple of weeks have been very busy for myself, but I've had the chance to settle into my new role as GM of the Buffalo Sabres. Finding the right person to lead our players on the ice has always been the main priority. After reviewing some potential candidates, I clearly feel we have the right man here. His Hall of Fame playing career and international accomplishments speak for themselves. During his tenure with the Nashville Predators, he developed one of the top defensive groups in the National Hockey League. His hard work helped the Preds on their memorable run to the Stanley Cup Finals this year. He's a very familiar face to Western New York, and he proudly wore our logo for 8 years. With that, I would like to officially introduce the 18th head coach of the Buffalo Sabres, Phil Housley.
Thank you, Jason. This week has been incredible for me. There's a lot of people I need to thank, but this is a very exciting time for me in my life for a lot of reasons. First of all, I'd like to thank Terry and Kim Pegula and Jason for this great opportunity and having the confidence in me to be the new head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. Second, I'd like to thank the Nashville Predators. An opportunity and be a part of a coaching staff there that did tremendous things. And third, I'd like to thank my wife, Karen. You know, it's funny, this is my 32nd anniversary today, and just a short story that I didn't get a card for her, and I met with Jason this morning and got offered the job as a new head coach. So I walked back to the room and I said, you know, I forgot to get you a card, and she had her cards on the table, and I said, but I'm the new head coach of the Buffalo Sabres, and I said, happy anniversary. So it was a great present. But I'm very proud and excited to be a part of this organization. You know, I'm looking back 35 years to being drafted by the Buffalo Sabres. I didn't realize how passionate the people are here. And, you know, Karen and I started our family here. We had two kids born in Buffalo. And I feel that I'd like to try to get that passion back as a head coach. And I'm really excited to be a part of the organization. Again, I'd like to thank Jason and our communication for providing this opportunity to me.
Okay, we'll open up for questions now.
Hi, Phil. Tom Martin with Channel 4 in town. Like you said, it's been a crazy time for you. What was it like to now suddenly adjust your trajectory, what you've been building with Nashville? Why was this the right time to take a job as a head coach?
Well, I just feel I'm ready. And I'm you know, I knew this organization before. I'm really excited for that challenge to be a head coach of a hockey team. And I think what we built in Nashville, I can really relate to that with the players that we had there in the defensive core. And I think we can do the same here in Buffalo.
John?
Yeah, Phil, John Worrell with the Associated Press. Congratulations. What is it like as you arrived back in Buffalo as you were driving down here, where I believe it was yesterday, and seeing the city and knowing that 35 years ago, you know, it's been 35 years. What was it like, and what is it like to bookend, you know, starting your career, your hockey career in Buffalo, and now starting your head coaching career, NHL head coaching career in Buffalo?
Well, I'm just excited, you know, be a part of this organization and seeing the change that has happened from when I played to now. It's an exciting time, and it's an exciting time for me to be able to work with incredible people here. I know it's the emotions of me the last week, you know, being two games away from the Stanley Cup and being a head coach. It's been a terrific ride, really, and I'm excited to get to work.
Mike?
Hi, Phil. Mike Harrington, Buffalo News. You saw one of Jack Eichel's signature moments firsthand in January with the overtime goal, and he's the focus of this club, and it didn't go well for Jack with the previous head coach. As a former star player yourself, how do you see the way you're going to get through to young star players, and how significant is it to quickly build a relationship with Jack Eichel, which will then spread through the rest of the club?
Well, I think that's the key right there, is creating a relationship and getting to know him. And I can only draw from past experiences. You know, you look at the guys that we had in Nashville, like that PK and Subban was a tremendous personality. I think I can use that experience trying to get to Jack. And I think it's about creating the relationship and getting to know the player and what he's about and what he brings to the team. And I think he's a terrific talent, like you said, and I'd like to get the most out of him.
Phil, Heather Prusak with Channel 2 here in Buffalo. With Dan Bylsma, it seemed like there was a clear disconnect between players and coaches. How are you going to start by getting players all on the same page?
Well, I think it's again, about creating those relationships with your players. And they got to know where you stand, and you got to know where they stand. And, you know, I think it's a culture thing, too. I think you got to build the foundation, set the standards. And I think that those type of things, that when you start building something, they can build off that, and it's a good experience.
Phil, Andy Young with Spectrum News here in Buffalo. You saw firsthand and were a big part of seeing a team make a run to a Stanley Cup final. What do you need to see from this team? What do you need to build here to make that happen, and why was this an appealing job in that aspect?
Well, I think, again, it just goes back to the culture. I think, you know, and I hate to draw the things from Nashville, but, you know, we looked at our team in Nashville, and we were supposed to, you know, do great things, and we started out 2-7-1, and you can't get to the playoffs in October, you know, and it's going to be a process. But, again, it's about creating that culture and building, and then having the trust in that culture as you move forward, and that's part of the process. And I think that's, we're definitely going to be competitive. I think the people that come to the games are going to really like the brand of hockey here. I think the guys will be excited to play the brand of hockey that I'm going to bring forward. And I think that's just part of the whole process, building the culture.
Hi, Terry. John Bobo with the Buffalo News. Recently you talked about discipline, structure, communication, character. As you went through the hiring process with these two, what stood out about those four things that you were really looking for with these two guys?
Well, if you listen to them speak, you can see that, you know, they have both the basic foundation of what they believe is carried through their lives. Jason was a great young hockey player and moved up, well-respected inside the Penguins organization, and rose pretty quickly up their ladder in management. And this guy, 1982, he's drafted, and, you know, 1982, I'm sitting in the Reds watching him play hockey, and he's come a long way. He has humbled himself by having the career he had in the National Hockey League and then coaching high school hockey. You know, not coming out at the end of his career and saying, I want to be an assistant coach in the National Hockey League, whatever. He's learned his trade. He started at the bottom humbly. He didn't play humble, but he started his coaching career in that kind of fashion.
Jason, Bill Hoppe, Times Herald. Why exactly is Phil the right coach at this time to lead the Sabres?
Well, I think I was just drawn to, one, his organizational skills. You talk to anybody with the Nashville Predators or USA Hockey, Phil's extremely prepared for his meetings. He's very detailed and goes about it in a very concise way. Second is just his communication skills. He's found a way, whether star players, up-and-coming young defensemen, he's found a way to interact with them on a personal level that's been able to get the most out of his players. And thirdly, just his track record in development. whether it's in high school, whether it's juniors, whether it's the National Hockey League. He gets the most out of his players, most out of the young players. And I think those traits really resonated in the interview process, and I feel very comfortable that he's the right man for the job.
Bill, Paul Hamilton, good to see you again, WGR. You talked about your brand of hockey. What is your brand of hockey? What are you going to be bringing and what are you going to be teaching to these players?
Well, I really believe in development. Especially with the young team, this bring highly skilled practices. But I think the brand of hockey is just being an attacking mindset, playing with speed, playing with pace, playing fast. And that includes a five-man attack. So our defense are going to be very involved in the play. We have to play good defense, obviously, but I think if we can get five guys up in the play, whether it's on a breakout through the neutral zone or in the offensive zone, I think that it gets the odds in your favor. So it's gonna be fast.
Phil Mapove, WKBW. You already talked about Eichel, but when you look at this roster, any other pieces in particular stand out, maybe from coaching against them or just from taking a quick glance when you were in the interview process?
Well, I signed my contract 3 days ago, but looking at the roster quickly, I think it's amazing when you look at this roster how many good pieces there are. You look at Ryan O'Reilly, Kyle Okposo, Jack Eichel. Matt Molson has been a 20-goal scorer in this league. You know, Tyler Ennis brings energy and speed to the game, and the D-core with Ristolainen and McCabe. Those guys are cornerstones of this franchise. So there's a lot of intriguing pieces about this hockey club.
Phil, obviously the defense in Nashville got you a lot of notoriety, and that starts with the talent. There's Subban and Ekholm and Yossi and Ellis, and that talent isn't here yet. But how much what you can do with Ristolainen, with McCabe, who you know, with Gouley and the prospects, how much can you translate the things you did there to here, and how much was it simply a case of the talent and it's going to take time to develop that kind of thing here?
Well, those guys were young at one point, too. You know, you look like Ellis and Matthias Ekholm. You know, Roman was there before, but even in his maturity as a player, and I think it's just developing them. I understand that they're good, but we've got a lot of good players on this team, too. And it's about just learning the system, learning to play the way we want to play, and they will be heavily involved in our attack. And I'm not saying we're going to go reckless abandon here, and we're not going to be reckless in defensive liabilities, but we want to have our defense into the play, and that's going to take, that's part of the process of knowing what the structure is of our systems and getting to learn the play for me. So I think they can be really good pieces moving forward here on our team.
And just a quick follow-up, is Ellis really out of that four? Ellis is the guy who is most noted for, he struggled early as a younger player and developed, and that's the kind of player you can show guys here that when he struggled, he worked through it and became the player he became.
Well, it's a great example, but we're going to focus on our guys. I appreciate what Nashville players did in Nashville, but we're going to really focus on our guys and what they bring to the table and their strengths and try to get them better.
Hi, Phil. Over here. John Chabad with Channel 2. I know there's a lot of us. How have your experiences as a player here in Buffalo, as an assistant, also on the world stage, how have they shaped who you will be as a head coach?
I think experience is a valuable asset. Just going through the ups and downs, not getting too high, too low. I try to stay a pretty even keeled. But one of the things I do have learned is patience. There's times, we want to win, and we're going to be competitive, and we know breeding breeds confidence, but there's those ups and downs that you have to go through, and sometimes makes your teams better by going through that, and that's one of the things I learned. There's always something to the madness, and there's always a message, and hopefully we can learn from those messages.
Dale Musson, WIRK in Buffalo. Phil, can you reflect on some of your memories of what it was like living in Buffalo as a young man?
It was fantastic. I enjoyed it. The people of Buffalo are very passionate about their team. And if they see an honest effort, they're going to support you. And just remember the crowds at the Odd, the fans coming to the rink, you know, high-fiving you after the game. And, I mean, it's an exciting time for me, obviously, being named the head coach, but I'm going to draw on those past memories because it's an exciting sports town.
Phil or Jason, the fact that, Phil, do you hold any grudges against Jason because he built the team that beat your team? He helped build the team that beat your team?
We're over that now.
And finally, are there any recollections of you two playing together in Calgary? I know you were there for a couple of years, and whether any bond was formed at that point.
There wasn't much of a bond. It was a couple of games and a training camp, and you know, that's been the unique situation here. Is there isn't a strong relationship that's been built over years. There's been always been a respect level from afar of what Phil's accomplished, and obviously throughout the spring here, doing due diligence on people on some of his background and communicating with people, whether it's USA Hockey or other stops that he's made along the way, trying to get to know him a little bit more. Then obviously finally sit down and after the finals there and talk with him. It was exciting how our communication flowed back and forth and how so many of our ideas on how to build a team and how we want a team to play sort of gel together in that regards. And certainly we will have to continue to improve our relationship and keep that dynamic going. But it just seemed like a good fit, and we're very excited to have him right here beside me now.
Paul?
So, two players that you have. First, Jake McCabe. What did you see in Jake to make him the captain of your World Junior team? And Brendan Gooley, I know you probably have not seen him, but he might be a guy who could skate as well as you did at 19 years old. Does that excite you as a coach?
Well, I'm all for it. No, but no, Jake McCabe, the first thing that comes to mind is character. You know, when we started evaluation camp in August, there's a lot of talent on that team, and there was a lot of really good, tough competitors, and Jake fell in between, and I think you needed that type of guy to draw guys closer and keep them tighter, because in a tournament like that, obviously you don't have a lot of time and you've got to be able to get a team tightness. And I thought he really did that with his leadership. And that's why he was chosen captain. And he scored some big goals for us, but I really liked what he brought to the table, is bringing the guys together, and a terrific person.
Phil, Jim Fink from Business First. You started your playing career, Scotty Bowman was a coach, Red Berenson, I believe, was still assistant coach here. Are there coaches like that that you pattern yourself or want to pattern yourself after as head coach?
Well, I'd like to take all the coaches I've had, and I've had a lot of them in 21 years, that you know, you try to take a little piece of knowledge from everybody, but and that includes Barry Trotz and Peter LaViolette, terrific people, terrific coaches, so you try to take a little piece of what you've learned and experience and try to be the best coach you can be.
Coach, over here, ABC Rochester. This moment for you, being drafted by the Sabres, then, you know, starting your coaching career with high school, now coming full circle and being the head coach of the Sabres, has this moment yet sunk in?
I'm telling you, it's been really special. And it's really ironic, right, that you know, I started my career here coming out of high school, and I'm able to come out of coaching high school and get my first head job. And, you know, I can't thank the Buffalo organization enough. But, no, I don't really think it's sunk in, really. I know my wife and I and my family are really excited to come back to Buffalo and be a part of this community. But I'm really looking forward to the challenge, and I'm really excited. I don't think people realize how pumped I am about coming back to Buffalo and being a part of this organization and trying to do something special here.
Just two quick maybe housekeeping items. Jason, could you comment just any update or the expectation of Kyle Okposo being ready for training camp? And then the second thing would be, Phil, you said just a minute ago, you signed your contract 3 days ago. Did I hear that right?
I'm sorry, 3 hours ago.
3 hours ago. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that.
In regards to Kyle, we've had conversations with him, and everything's looking great from Kyle. He physically looks great, mentally looks great. Excited about It was at a time where we hadn't named the head coach, obviously, yet, but excited about what could happen and some of the changes that were going on in the organization. And from our standpoint, everything will be ready for him at the start of training camp, just like all our other players.
And the other thing, Jason, was on the process of going through candidates. Basically, the entire hockey world expected you to interview Rick Tocchet. Why was that not done?
Main reason, I have a ton of respect for what has gone on in Pittsburgh. Obviously, my ties there run deep, and it's a situation where Rick is going to be a head coach in the very near future. But I just felt it wasn't a situation where I needed to go through an interview process working with him for 3+ years. I knew exactly what Rick Tocchet, Jacques Martin brought to the table. And I think you look at the situation in Pittsburgh, it's what we want to try to create here on our staff. You talk about Mike Sullivan, obviously gets a lot of the attention, but they are a great group that work together and complement each other extremely well. And that's what working with Phil here over the next little bit, bringing assistants in and evaluating the coaching staff, we want to make sure we build a staff that complements Phil extremely well.
Okay, a couple more guys.
John Vogel with the Buffalo News again. Congratulations, Phil. He mentioned you coach a little more humbly than you played. You mentioned learning patience. Everyone grows and changes from year to year. How different are you now than when you left Buffalo?
Well, I think, obviously, coaching in high school, it teaches you patience. But I want to be, rubbing shoulders with the players. Because, I understand what they're going through, and I think that's one of the biggest assets that I have is going through the battles with them. I mean, there's that fine line, obviously, as a head coach, and the message has got to be firm. But I think if you can get in there with them and be a part of something, I think that's the one thing I learned, that they'll play for you, and it's an incredible experience in Nashville being able to do that. And we need to have that communication with the players. We have to give these guys responsibility to make plays. And I think in return, they're going to make the right decisions, and that's part of the teaching part. So I just think that the relationship with players and the communication is a huge part of coaching.
Phil? Randy Schultz, New York Hockey Online. When you started your coaching, was it a goal for you to eventually get to the NHL, or did you just want to start out coaching and see where it took you?
Well, in my 21 career as a player, I was very fortunate enough to play that long. And then when I retired, I was called to duty by USA Hockey in the Four Nations Cup for a 2-week stint with players, and because they were in the midst of some problems with their head coach. And Lou Vero called me, and I got really excited about the emotions of the game without playing it. And then I was fortunate to get the Stillwater job. And I was able to watch my kids grow up because family was really important to me, being a part, of the family. And then when I got later on, and I got, a world junior opportunity. You have goals as a coach, too, that you want to become a head coach. Did I think I was going to be a head coach my first year at Stillwater High School? Probably not. But as I moved forward and the challenges became bigger, I really relished those challenges. And, of course, the ultimate challenge is to be a head coach for the Buffalo Sabres, which I'm looking forward to.
Hi, Phil. Tom Martin again with Channel 4. In your Hall of Fame speech, you said you thanked the Sabres for taking a chance on a 165-pound kid soaking wet. If that's how you described yourself back then, how would you describe who you are in your life right now?
Well, I'm over 200 pounds, so that's not correct. I think, like I described myself, intense, patient, competitive, willing to win. Respect, credible. Those are some of the words that come to mind. You learn from your experiences, and those things change every day. But those are some of the words that I would probably describe myself as today.
And as a quick follow-up, talking about implementing your brand of attacking hockey, how do coaches talk about wanting to play up tempo, and it's not always done so easily. How do you plan? How much patience are you going to have with this group, and is it a matter of getting the right players to play your style, or can you put it in there right away?
I think it's just a matter of that's part of the process. And coaches talk about the process, but I think it comes with starting a training camp, setting the guidelines, the structure, and putting it in place and what they're expected to do. And then our practices are going to be very high tempo. I'm not a big believer in, you know, an hour 15, but they will be high tempo. And that's where you learn the skill and development is in those practices. And, you know, it's going to be competitive as well. But that's where I think you have to draw from. And then the games, I believe, become a little easier because you are prepared to play that way.
Okay, last one, Jonah.
This question's for Terry. For the last handful of months, we've seen new GM, new head coach for both teams, and one of the similarities they all share is they were never a GM or a head coach before. Was that something that you made a point of during this entire search over the last 4 months or so? Is that kind of just dumb luck?
I don't think we didn't make that a point, but now that you mention it, it's a good point. They're all first-timers at what they're doing, and I think if you look at all of them individually, the four of them, they all spent some very resourceful learning years with organizations where they were well-respected and they had some success, both with the other team and sitting next to me here. So it wasn't the plan, but, you know, the guys that won out, won out.
And a quick follow-up. The benefit or the pros of
what was
having,
that?
The positives of having four guys, Bills included, that have not held that position before but maybe hungry for an opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are the positives in your mind?
Hey, I'm a new owner. You know, there's positives in everything you try, you do in life. It's not like they don't know hockey or football. They've been involved in it their whole careers. So, you know, it's everyone has to start somewhere, right?
Okay, thanks, everyone. We'll do a quick picture here.
That'll do it for the press conference. Phil Housley introduced as the new Sabres coach. He will be on.